I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time for the DM Deep Dive. Let's just jump right into it.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, today, Mazar says, what would the Roz and Mocha Show be called if they couldn't use their names in the title?
Oh, what do you mean?
You know, like a gimmicky type name.
Oh.
Right? Like, would it, if it wasn't the Roz and Mocha Show.
I got one.
Would it, go, Maria.
Short and tall.
That, no, that's not, that ain't it. That's... How does that relate to like a radio show, Maria?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. A short and tall show.
I think it's kind of snappy.
No, it's not, guys.
I think so too.
No,
because it doesn't have to be in terms of like.
Okay, next DM, please.
Short
Maria.
And tall, short and tall.
Oh my God, could you do
short and tall,
white and brown?
Short and tall, short and tall, short and tall. One's short, one's tall, one's small.
Sorry.
Small.
Dog.
You guys know I sing the song on the show. Big and big and big and small.
Stop he's clapping, so Maria.
Small. He's so small. You put him in your pocket and here we go.
Okay. Thank you all for your DMs today.
Yeah.
I hate you guys. Okay, that was a stupid question, Mazar. Thanks. Next DM, please.
Okay, Sandeep says, what is Roz and Mocha's proudest moment?
Naming the show small, the Roz and Mocha Show. And that's it. And not having any other names for consideration.
Big and small. The big and small.
Stop clapping, Maria.
It's catchy.
Big and small. Aww.
Shem with the ad-libs.
Yeah. You're like a puppet.
Anyway, stop. Why would you even say that? That's so rude. We're basically the same height.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, proudest moment, Roz?
Yeah. Proudest moment, like in my life?
Yeah.
Do they mean like in life or
and
in
they just said
the
proudest
show?
Moment, so oh. I'll let you guys either pick life or show.
Big and small. Coming up with that jingle. Yeah, I'm ready. We should rebrand this whole operation.
No, we are not.
Yes, we should.
After 15 years, it's not time to change the name of the show.
I think it is. I think it's time to.
It is not time.
You know what they call that in the biz? Shaking it up a little.
No, we're not shaking it up. No, shaking of nothing.
Come on, we're about big ideas on this show.
Yeah,
I know, but that's not.
That's my proudest moment.
What?
It's my proudest moment. I don't know. My proudest moment? Like
in life, becoming a dad.
I mean,
okay, or not?
I didn't really do anything, uh-huh. Right? I did one thing, right?
Yeah,
and you did it well, sir.
Thank you.
Hey. Thank you. Short and small. Short and small. Isn't that the song?
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
All right. Can we just move on, please?
Hey, yes. Guys. Amanda says.
He looks like a button.
Big and small.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we all just grow up?
Okay, I got it. Yes. Samantha says, what is your worst hot mic moment in your career?
Oh, God.
Big and small.
This.
Big and small. Big and small.
Yeah, that's
really
that's
opened
one,
up a can of worms.
That's one
yeah,
of them.
You really, really did.
But that's
Maria.
Really not a hot mic moment. Like a hot mic moment is.
I think maybe one time I swore on the radio. Maybe. I know Shem swore on the radio once.
Wait, what? When?
Yeah.
I never swore.
Don't you remember?
No.
When we were doing that thing, something about like favorite song. It was a DM, deep dive, and we're talking about like favorite songs we would that you know, like know all the words to, or a song that you would always know to perform.
Right. I was rapping Jay-Z, and I didn't know Shem was, myself.
Yeah,
you're right.
Shem was rapping "I Just Want to Love You" by Jay-Z.
Whoops.
And he was like so into the moment,
what did he say?
So
what
into
did
the
he
song.
Say? I don't
he said the F word.
He said the F word.
And then I didn't have my finger on the bleep button because I thought Shem was gonna like. Edit himself, but he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, I wish you had that audio
right
now.
His finger's so small.
Big and small.
Okay.
Big and small.
I actually hate today's DM deep dive. So stop sending in DMs.
Yeah.
We will never talk about any of the DMs that you send in. Yeah.
What about like Littlefoot and Stomper? You know what I mean?
How
would you could be Littlefoot.
Hurry up.
We'll call you Littlefoot.
Why is everybody turning on me today? That's not cool.
Yeah. Littlefoot, because he's got feet.
Oh.
And they're so small.
What? And so cute.
Hey. DM Deep Dive is done, everybody. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Back once again with the DM Deep Dive. Everyone's in a great mood. And we have enough DMs to go through today.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Nerdan says, I know that the guys usually get questions regarding their voice for various commercials, but my question is for you, Maria. Have you ever voiced any episodes of Business Insider? I was watching it recently, and the narrator's voice sounds exactly like your voice. If it's not, this is your voice twin, just like Shem has his Burger King Whopper commercial voice twin.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's hear
what
this.
What is Business Insider?
Okay. Let's listen to this.
The oldest bell foundry in the world has been using ancient techniques since the Middle Ages. It takes at least 3 months to make a bell by hand, and each is unique. The workshop has survived nearly 1,000 years of wars and hardship, but it's a crisis of faith that's putting pressure on the business today.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
We went to Agnone in southern Italy.
It's obviously not
to
you.
To learn that this traditional bell foundry is
I can hear it, though.
Standard.
Listen.
That show's boring.
Yeah. You doing specials on bells?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody care about that?
Six generations.
Armando
Marinelli
can see a little
bell
bit.
Designs
I
by
can
hand,
see a little bit.
The same way his ancestors did it.
Qui si fanno campane come
bro,
si
when you're at the bell game, when your ancestors, like, bro. You have no choice.
No.
When they say your ancestors did this, you can't be the one to break the cycle. Even if you hate bell making, right? That is your career.
Because you have no options. So like, you're ruining a legacy at that point,
you can't be the one to end the cycle. Do you think that sounds like you, Maria?
I mean, I can hear a little bit. I think it's mainly just like the deep voice. Like that raspiness. That makes
exactly
it sound the same.
How the final bell will look. But it's made of clay. So it will eventually be destroyed.
But I would never think that was you. But yes,
they start off by building the bottom cup.
I think
how long is this
bricks
video?
And clay.
I think that if you guys had the same agent, they would send you out for the same stuff.
Make sure the pile is level. Then a worker slathers it with clay to create the middle cup, or what they call the false bell.
Fake ass bell.
A wooden ruler called the strickle sets the exact shape, height, and weight of the final piece.
Yeah, that's what they used to call Moke in high school, the strickle.
Okay, what else we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right, Jen says, my question is, if a listener were to invite you to their wedding, would you go? And no, I'm not getting married, at least not yet, but I want to know.
No, I have been invited quite a few times to weddings from fans of the show. No, I think it would just be too awkward. Because I don't know anybody there.
Yeah, it would be awkward. I'll tell you what somebody asked me, and I would have done it, but the timing just didn't work out. And this was after I released my book, and I was DMing with somebody who had also lost their dad. And I was asked if I would walk her down the aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
And then just dip, right?
Yeah.
And
wow,
I was going to do it.
Oh, so
but
nice.
The timing didn't work out. And then I thought maybe I would just like offer up my services for like wedding season where I will literally show up, look good, walk you down. I'll say something nice to you. Like I'll say all the right things, walk you down the aisle and then I'll dip. Right. I thought maybe that might've been cool. Like if I just did that for like wedding season,
if you
were like dadless or didn't have somebody to walk you down the aisle, like I would do that.
Bro,
right.
And then it's just all the weekends, though, right?
I know. Oh, and the long weekends, the too, because people love getting married on long weekends.
First of all, don't ever. I'm not going to do a rehearsal. Whoa. I'm a professional chef.
Oh, my bad.
Jesus, rehearsal.
Yeah, I.
Right? I thought about doing that. Like, if you didn't have a dad or you're going through some stuff, I thought, like, I could go and say something nice to you just in private. And then I thought maybe that's too weird and it takes away from it. And then I thought, no, maybe somebody might be cool with it. But no, if you're getting
then you'd have to come up with, like, a new script every single time.
No, they would all get the same one.
Oh,
like, you think I'm like, doing custom jobs here? No.
That's extra.
I've been doing this out of the love of my heart.
Yeah.
You know, they're not getting a performance. Right?
Ross Weston on IG if you want to start asking.
No, they're not getting a performance.
What other DMs do we have today, Maria?
Okay, Christy says, I have to give Ross some validation here.
About time.
My husband and I are currently honeymooning in Australia. I can't even tell you how terrified I am of being bitten by a snake that's hiding in the toilet.
Yep.
In Canada, the thought is there, but here in Australia, I am terrified. On the plus side, I am going to have quads of steel after this trip from all the squatting. I'm doing going to the washroom. Ain't no way my booty is touching them toilets.
Nope. Nope. Everything in Australia wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Everything. It's just not. There's like, I don't want to have to go, like, in the morning when I'm going to just get the car and go to work, I don't want to have to go and get the snake picker and take a snake off the roof.
Not right?
It's just not for me.
That ain't it.
No. Uh-uh. No.
Enjoy from afar.
Yep.
Keep those DMs coming in. We love chatting about them every day. Any of the DMs that you do send in to us go to Maria, who then brings them to the show. Awesome job today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
DM Deep Dive time, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, AJ says, hey, Maria, I was listening to a previous episode where you read out a DM from a Guyanese listener, word for word, and it was hilarious. Your accent is amazing. Please read out some of these Guyanese proverbs and ask the crew if they can explain the meaning before telling them the answer.
Amazing. Okay, here we go. Number one, Maria.
One dutty does make them.
Wow. Say it again.
One dutty does make them.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Every bit adds up.
Every little bit adds up.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, next.
Okay. Wah sweet a goat mouth. What? Okay. Wah sweet a goat mouth does sour ye backside.
Somebody's got a sour backside?
Can you guys guess what that? Do you want me to say it one more time?
Yes.
Wah sweet a goat mouth does your sour, does sour he backside?
See, Shem and I, we can't answer because we already know. So,
Maury, you know a lot about a sour backside.
Goat. Very tasty goat.
No.
Wah sweet a goat mouth does sour he backside. After the sweetness comes the bitterness.
Oh, I gotcha.
Basically, after like darkness comes like light and rainbow.
Oh,
can you do one more? Is there another one on the list? Okay, go.
If dutty day a rooftop, your barrel I catch him.
One more time.
If dutty day a rooftop, your barrel I catch him.
Yes. Okay, if the rooftop is dirty, you better catch them or your barrel will catch them.
Uh-huh.
You're catching dirt in a barrel, catching dirt in a barrel. If the rooftop, though, I don't know. That's the
if dirty day a rooftop, your barrel will catch them.
Your barrel will catch them.
This is amazing.
If your dirty day's a rooftop, your barrel will catch them. If you're dirty, dogs, if you're dirty. If you're dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. If the what? Say it again.
If dirty day a rooftop, your barrel, like catch him.
Dirty day a rooftop, your
barrel. Or catch him.
Catch him. I don't know. I don't. That is, I don't know.
Children pick up the bad habits of their parents.
Obviously. Obviously. Makes total sense. Yes.
What else we got in the DM deep dive today?
Okay. Alvin says, what's everyone's favorite neighborhood in Toronto?
St. Lawrence Market. I think it is a perfect combination of like residential, little tiny parks. I love that strip of Front Street. And then it's like business, you know, area. So it's pretty dead on the weekends if you walk the right way. There used to be like a little movie theater there. It's my favorite neighborhood. I love that neighborhood in the city, St. Lawrence Market.
I love Little Italy and I love Kensington Market.
You know, it's interesting. I cannot stand Kensington Market.
Why?
Can't stand it. Every time I walk, I want to get out.
Really?
I literally, it's not that I'm indifferent to it. Uh-huh. I dislike Kensington
Market. I just love
Market.
That they have so much, so many different things there.
I hate everything.
It's amazing.
I hate everything.
And my favorite hat store is there, yeah, Brims. No, shout out to Brims.
I hate everything. I always feel like I get harassed when I go there. Mm-hmm. I always feel like there's a chance I'm not going to make it out.
Oh, they got a great butcher out there.
No, it's fine. There's butchers everywhere.
The churro place is amazing.
It's nothing in Kensington
what
Market.
What about that place that's got all, 150 different spices?
There's nothing for me there. There's nothing.
There's
that
an amazing pizza joint there.
No. And every time anybody's go, oh, you got to go to Kensington. I'm like, I've been going to Kensington since the 90s, and it is just as bad today as it was then.
Wow,
I dislike it with everything I have in me.
Maria,
I really like Ossington.
Yeah, Ossington's great. Sure.
Yeah, because you can just go to the park. You can go to a wine bar. You can go shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Shem, you got an answer for this?
Albert.
Hey.
Not Toronto.
Don't hate. Settle down.
Damn it, Maury.
Come on now.
Absolutely love Kensington Market.
Oh, God.
I was raised there behind the store Courage My Love on Fitzroy Terrace.
I used to go to Courage My Love.
The owner of that raised me. His daughter still owns it and works there now. We used
to
play together.
I thought your dad Frank raised you.
No, this is when
we have never heard that Fitzroy, what? Fitzroy Kensington? Terrace.
This is when my dad was too young and gave me to Susie and said, your problem now?
Oh, wow. That's almost like the name that I use in my PS5 account, Titzroy Fieldboot.
And the lady that owns the...
I will add you as a friend. My account.
And the what lady, Maury?
The lady that owns the cheese store when I was there last week said to say hi to you, Roz. She's a huge fan.
Oh, tell her I will. I appreciate it. I will never see her.
Anything else today?
That's awesome.
Maria?
Yes. So someone by the name of Grilled Rice says, does cheese go on fish? I like Filet-O-Fish and my husband says it doesn't go together. When I first started dating my husband, who's Greek, he took me to Johnny's Burgers, famous Scarborough joint.
Yes.
And it's Greek owned. Yes, great place.
Big up Johnny's, the milkshake.
So good there, I know. I ordered a fish on a bun, and when I was asked for toppings, I said cheese. They both froze and gave each other the Greek look and said plain out no. I don't know if this is a European thing, because I know Italians do the same thing with fish pasta. But I really like cheese on fish. I'm Chinese, love my fish. Why not blend the cultures?
Nah, I'm not a Filet-O-Fish guy, and I can't. I don't know, name another dish that's got cheese and fish. I can't do it. No thanks.
I'm not a big fish guy. I'm trying to think that maybe if it's deep fried, but you would never really do that. I don't think. Like even on fish tacos, there's no cheese on it, is there?
Sometimes.
Like a little bit of the crumbled Mexican cheese kind of thing.
I
maybe?
Feel like with salmon salad sometimes, you could put Parmesan cheese, grated.
Okay. What about a tuna melt? Tuna melts have cheese.
Oh, I guess, but maybe that's the exception.
A tuna schnapps.
I love a tuna melt. You don't like a tuna melt?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
No,
it's all right.
Better than okay. Yes.
No, just the combination of cheese and fish. It just throws me off.
Yeah. Maury, salmon and cheese. Is there a cheese that pairs well with salmon?
No, but when I was raised, you used to put cheese on orange Ruffy. And crumple up Ruffles potato chips as
What's
well.
Orange what, is, Ruffy?
What is Again. Orange
Google
Ruffy?
Orange Ruffy.
What no, just tell us what it is.
It's a fish.
Oh.
Then cheese and fish go together.
So you had what kind of cheese?
Like American cheese.
Okay. Like, okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
To me, that doesn't sound like it goes. Like, to me, that sounds like the guy who lived in the back of that store who raised you.
Here, have the orange Ruffy.
That's not food. That's oh, God, make sure he eats something today.
Yeah. What do we got in the fridge? Cheese and fish. Here you go, Mark.
Yeah. Did you feed it today? No. Oh, okay, I will.
These are the conversations that happen because of the DMs that you send in. So keep them coming in. We talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Time for the DM Deep Dive. What is everyone saying behind the scenes? Love this part of the show.
Come on, Maria.
All right.
We got?
Okay. Erwin says, what word or words do you each have trouble pronouncing? We know Maria's is mustache.
Yeah. Mustache.
Yeah. Pronouncing? I mean,
I catch a lot of heat for saying February as opposed to February.
Yeah, oh, I do.
But
too.
No one says February.
I know, but you know, yeah. Proper.
Acetaminophen.
What's that?
What?
You said that correctly.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Yeah. I don't know what words I say.
Is that a medication?
Yeah.
It's Tylenol.
Tylenol. Oh, yeah. I say, you guys think that I say onion weird.
Yeah, because you say onion. Like right. U-N-G.
Say it again, Rose.
Onion.
Again.
Onion.
One more time.
Onion.
Do you hear it, Maria?
Yeah, onion. Onion.
As opposed onion. To onion.
I've never said onion in my life.
Try saying it the way it's spelled.
Onion.
Yeah, you look very uncomfortable.
I don't like the feel of it.
It does not
compute. No. Like when it comes out of my mouth, onion. I'm like, whoa.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
anybody else have
balcony.
What? Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so more. We don't have time to go through all yours. Balcony, plexiglass. Uh-huh. But yes, balcony is the big one with Maury.
Do you have a word, an answer for this, Shem?
What's that? That Worcestershire, whatever that is.
That's everybody.
Worcestershire.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
No.
Worcestershire. No, Worcestershire. Yeah, Worcestershire. Right.
Yeah.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, it goes great with everything.
Yeah, it does.
What other DMs we got?
Okay, Roman says, Maria, who is your favorite football soccer club? And Mocha, who's in your group chat? And who is yours in your group chat as well?
You start.
Now, wait, when Mocha talks about his football group chat, he's not talking about football. He's talking about like NFL football.
Yeah.
Does he have a football soccer
Do you have
chat?
A football group chat too, Mocha?
I do.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the hot topic is Liverpool FC right now.
Is it?
Yeah, because, you know, the other day they lost to, you know, they've been losing, like Manchester, they lost to.
Mm. Who'd they play before that?
Yeah. Before that, I don't know.
It was a huge game.
But he's scrolling, Murray. Just give him a second, okay?
Oh, nobody's scrolling.
Oh.
That was when they, Sparta. This is Sparta. This is the game that they won, like 6-1.
This is Sparta!
Right?
Yeah.
No, that one, right? This is Sparta. They came out on the field.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool was like, nah, fellas.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? And then it was like, boom, 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 goal, goal, goal.
That's
goal,
it.
Goal.
Yeah. That's what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it's all about Liverpool FC right now.
Okay. Okay.
Right? One guy tried to hit up the chat and he was like, no, we'll watch out for Manchester. I'm like, no. Pause, Neil.
Yes.
Right? Neil loves. Neil.
Oh,
huge. Always trying with the Manchester FC. Anyway, go ahead, Maria.
Is he always wearing their colors too?
No,
no,
he doesn't
not?
Like to flex like
no?
that.
Which, no, if he were to wear the colors, what would they?
Oh, like yellow and red.
Yeah.
Duh, everybody knows that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right.
Right, Maria?
Yeah.
See?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Right anyway, who's your favorite, Maria?
Well, I got two.
Okay.
Because obviously here in Major League Soccer, Toronto FC is my favorite soccer club.
Yep.
And I'm a big Liverpool fan.
Oh,
yes,
right.
My whole family, big Liverpool
See?
Fans.
Well, how about that game against Sparta?
Wait a second. Let's find out. Let's find out if you guys may actually have the same favorite player. Mocha, go first.
No, are you sure?
Yeah.
McAllister, great player. Right?
Yeah.
Harvey Elliott?
Who's the, you mentioned him the other day. The goalie. What's the goalie's name?
You see? What's his name again? he played, but he sucked and they had to kick him out. Doug. Remember?
Doug.
You guys know Doug? Remember Doug? Oh, man. Every time he comes out onto the pitch, they're all like, Dougie! Right? But he's like not the best, so you don't really hear about him too much. But, like, you know, I like the underground guys.
Underground.
My dad right now is probably dying listening to this.
I bet you he knows about Doug.
Oh, yeah. Huge Doug fan.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's time to move on. Let's not turn. What are we, Sportsnet over here? Next DM, please.
Anthony says, pick one. lose your hair and keep your beard, or lose your beard and keep your hair?
I would keep the beard, lose the hair, because I know, like, forever ago, I used to, like, do the buzz cut, mm-hmm. fade and everything. Mm-hmm. So I already know what I look like without hair. Mm-hmm. So it would be that.
I would have to go reverse because I think that me...
Well, you have long, beautiful hair.
I think that, yeah. I mean, I've had short hair, though. But I think that me with no hair, mm-hmm. I would look sick.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Sure.
Like, I think that just, I have a misshapen, very large, abnormally large head.
You do.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Like, if Mocha and I both shaved our heads, we would look like a basketball and a pee.
Yo, why would you... What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Don't you mean two basketballs?
No.
Of equal size?
No, you have the tiniest little head ever.
My head's fine.
No,
man.
It's not.
It's average.
I should not be able to put my thumb to thumb and middle finger to middle finger and go all the way around your head.
You can't
but
do
I bet
that
you
now.
I could.
No, anyway.
I bet you
we're all out of time for the DM deep dive.
I bet you I could.
Thank you, everyone, for your submissions. Keep them coming in, whether it's a comment or a question or an observation. They go to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the show. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Go, Liverpool!
He scored. Liverpool absolutely all over them.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.